Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, so we are back to Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and Tamara Judge.
Hey, Tessie.
How was New York?
It was fun. You know, it was, I made it into a sexy weekend.
Hold on, I saw the thing with your penises.
Yeah, okay, so there's a lot that went on. I don't know if we have time to talk about it all, but you know, because of my surgery, I was supposed to hold off 6 weeks for having intercourse. So I made it 5 weeks, and I booked a hotel at the New York Palace, which I absolutely love. The rooms are huge, they're beautiful. We fly in, first stop is dinner. We had a couple glasses of wine. Then we went to Moulin Rouge. I had like literally 3 hours of sleep in me because we left at 3 a.m. to get to the airport. So Moulin Rouge is amazing. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've heard it's so good.
I've actually been to Moulin Rouge in Paris, which was pretty cool as well. I don't remember it. It's too long ago. But so we did that. Then the next day I had my event at Sally Beauty. I had a little meet and greet. We're like one of the first CBD infused skincare lines to be in Sally. So we were excited about that. Then we went to dinner with Margaret, who we're going to have on the podcast soon.
And I know you guys, Tamara is solely going to be doing the Margaret interview because I am out, but it is going to be a good one. I'm so sad to miss it. But yes. I'm showing on a horse show derby that day. So.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. So I was there with Dorinda and Margaret. We went out to dinner. Joe came. It's great. Talked to Eddie about Harleys, and they really got along. We had a couple other of my gay friends there. So it was a housewife chit chat. That's for sure.
Yeah. Eddie's favorite.
I know. Right. So Saturday we went to the Museum of Sex. You might've seen my Instagram stories about that.
I saw you giving some hand jobs.
I gave some hand jobs. It's a very interactive museum. It has many different levels, and every level is something different. Like there's short little films, very like they spit water out at you and
the penises do.
Well, you have to see the show. It's like little 7 minute shows in different rooms. And then they have things like sexual advertisement, like how advertisers use sex in their ads. And like for one, there was a picture of a Downy commercial with a lady holding a baby. I said, what's sexual about that? Well, a week later she went and did a porn. So they had to pull the ad. So it was all the back history on how sex sells. And then of course the museum with all the sex toys. And I'm telling you, some of them are very barbaric looking. You would think like, holy shit, I wouldn't even want to touch this. I did find that there was one housewife on the wall. at the sex museum.
Ooh.
And I want you to guess. It has to do, this section was movies that were overly sexualized. And it's in the past 30 years. So there was one housewife from your franchise that was on a movie poster.
That was overly sex. Well, I mean, then it would have to have been. Oh, Denise.
Yes, Denise Richards' movie poster for Wild Things.
Oh, I was like trying it in my head. I'm like, look, I'm like, Little House on the Prairie? Don't think so.
No. And then then that night we went to dinner at Benjamin Prime Steakhouse with Dave Quinn. And then he said, which was a great restaurant. If you haven't been there, they have a few of them there. Then he said, do you want to go meet some friends at a piano bar? And I thought, okay, it's our last night. Sure, let's go to a piano bar. So we go to the piano bar, we get there, and Eddie goes, it's all guys. It's all guys. And I go, babe, it's a gay club. And he's like, oh. And then it was so hilarious because you see him start to get quiet, get closer to me, because all eyes were on Eddie. All
of
eyes.
Of course.
I mean, if you wanted to find a daddy there, you could find a daddy there.
Well, Eddie, now's your time more than ever. Get back to that OnlyFans.
He starts holding my hand and getting closer. And I was laughing. Oh, it was pretty funny. You know, they were not singing Billy Joel songs. They were singing show tunes like The Sound of Music and all these things. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and then we got in last night. So happy
to
be home.
Are you exhausted or you feel good?
I feel pretty good. It was cold, though. I think it was Friday night. It was with the wind chill factor, it was below zero. Yeah. But it was fun. We walked a lot. Even in the cold, if you're covered from head to toe, it's, you know, you're fine. The only thing that got cold was my face, but it was a lot of fun.
Hold on. And then you have to explain to me, because I never saw it on your story, but I saw it on Andy's story.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Okay. So I actually had that on my notes. So the first night we're there, we go to dinner, then we're walking to Moulin Rouge. We had two glasses of wine each, and I'm walking and I keep getting all these messages, on Instagram, you know, where's the trailer? Where's Orange County trailer? Go break into Annie's house and get the trailer. And I had just gotten one of those. So I'm like showing everything. I go, by the way, guys, I'm going to Annie's house to break. I'm walking to Annie's house to break in to get the trailer, because this is bullshit or whatever. And not thinking anything, I get back to the room that night, and Andy had reposted it saying,
like, did you tag him?
I tagged him. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's like, guys, I don't control that. I do not have it. Then Bravo reposted it. And I thought, oh shit. And then I thought, oh my God, I didn't even really think about it. Like, there's crazies out there that probably think he is like hiding the trailer under his mattress or something. And he's got kids.
He's just like, got all the trailers.
Yeah. He's got all the trailers under there. And I thought, oh shit, I shouldn't have put that out there. You know, he's got kids and all this stuff. So I deleted it. And then I was talking to my friends. I'm like, do you think he's mad? He's like, no, I don't think so. He reposted. And then somebody goes, yeah, I think he was mad at my event. Somebody goes, oh, Andy really sure told you. I'm like, wait, you think he was mad?
And he's, I think, like, if he was mad, he would have texted you.
Yeah. And I didn't text him. But then, of course, I had anxiety about it. I was like thinking about it, going, oh, shit. Then I'm like, eh, okay. It is what it
is. Yeah. I feel like Andy, if you're mad at Tamara for that Insta story, which only brings more attention to the show.
Yeah, I'm just sick of people asking me, guys, I don't know when the trailer is coming out. There's so many rumors. It was March 1st and I saw all these. And of course, you know, I don't know either. So when it comes out, it's going to come out and it's going to be worth it.
February 6th, though, allegedly it could be out in around 3 weeks, but we have no idea.
Well, where did you get that rumor?
That's March 1st. No.
March 1st was when the show was going to air.
Oh,
so the trailer would have already been out. So I don't know when we're going to air.
This is how the game of telephone always backfires.
Yes. I didn't make myself clear. But yeah.
No, well, I could have just interpreted it whatever way. Yeah, because that's one of the fan questions we have right here. Tamara, where's those trailers?
I don't know, guys. I don't know. And if I did know, I couldn't tell you.
And when people came to meet you at Sally's, were there more Orange County fans or TWAT fans?
TWAT fans. What? I tell you, every single person that came up to me talked about the podcast. And I just was going, wow, we're kind of a big deal. They love it. One person said, I love you holding Teddy accountable for not being biased when Beverly Hills was on. But
people love to use the word accountable when it comes to me. I'm like, health and wellness accountability are very different than shit-talking your friends. Someone said the housewives were filming a scene repeatedly. Is this true? Does this happen?
It's not.
No, I've never been. Like, I've never filmed a scene more than one time.
No.
I have had to get out of the car more than once.
Yeah, I was going to say walk into a door. Maybe the cameraman didn't get the right angle.
Or I opened the door the wrong way.
Something like that, or you trip and fall. I've done that, but yeah, but you guys, when you walk in the door, the camera's behind you. And then when you have to do it again a second time, because the camera has to get in front of you, unless there's two big cameras there. So if that's what they're talking about, but like talking to somebody about something, no.
But I do, with confessionals, you can do it a couple of different times. Like if somebody asks you a question, you could have an answer and then you could be like, no, actually, this is the way I feel. And you answer a couple different times, but that's not filming a scene.
No, I've never witnessed that ever.
Yeah. Will we be watching Candy's Escape spinoff? We'll probably watch the first one and see how we feel. Teddy, will you film it all for BH this season? I will not film as a one-off type situation. I already made that commitment after the last time I did it and I did not enjoy it. So, no. Yeah.
Now, Traitors got renewed and they also talked about having a Traitors reunion, which is going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Andy's hosting the reunion.
Yep. Would you do Traitors?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I need to know, I mean, yes, probably. Would I show up to a paper bag if I was being paid?
Opening
a paper bag. Yeah.
It's in Scotland. I don't know what the commitment is. Is it a week or 2 weeks maybe?
I don't know. And I don't know if it's like Big Brother where they take away your phones. Because watching Traitors, you never see them in their rooms, right?
No.
So it must be different than Big Brother because you are allowed to have alone time.
I have a feeling that the castle's a set.
Oh, you think it's a set like Big Brother?
I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling because you never saw them in their room at all.
That is true, but maybe it's just that's the way they wanted. They kept it a competition show. Like The Bachelor, that you never see. No, I guess sometimes you see them in their rooms, but not very often. Who knows?
Well, you're on Big Brother. That was a set, right? But you did sleep there.
We've slept on the set.
Yeah.
Like when I pulled into CBS, I saw my old living quarters. Like, okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a little break and come back and do Housewife headlines.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
All right, we are back. The first headline was Peacock releases a statement. This is their first official statement since all of this went down on the World Wide Web. It's on People Magazine. An investigation was launched into the incident that led to the early exits of Brandi Glanville and Caroline Manzo from The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 4, the show's network and production company say. In a joint statement to People, representatives for Peacock and Shed Media broke their silence about what's happening during filming of the second installment of the franchise's Ex-Wives Club format in Morocco at the end of January. The safety and security of the cast and crew while shooting is extremely important, and we take all reports seriously, their statement reads. In this situation, production immediately launched a comprehensive review and is taking appropriate action. The part, and I don't want to read too much into it, but the part that is confusing to me here is it says the safety and security of the cast and crew.
Yeah.
So it's not solely saying cast, which is just, that's where my head goes. Because I want to know why the crew is involved, but obviously this will, if they break the fourth wall, this will come out.
Well, I think when they do
time.
Any kind of investigation, they have to get the cast, the crew, the everybody involved in it. So it'll be interesting to see. And will we hear what the final investigation is?
Well, it says People was first to report about Glanville and Manzo's departure, which according to insiders occurred after Glanville took things too far with Manzo during a party, kissing her multiple times throughout the evening without her consent. Following the incident, a decision was made by production to report what happened to higher-ups. Filming continued that night and into the next morning when Glanville, a second source noted, was made aware of Manzo's feelings and apologized via text message. So,
I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about this.
I feel like we'll hear more about it. Do you want to take the next one?
Yeah. Kyle Richards reveals the two cast members she'd love to see return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. To Hollywood Life. As the season 13 cast gears up for this to start filming, Kyle told Hollywood Life exclusively which former housewife she wants back on the show. I would love to see my sister Kim Richards come back. That actually surprises me after what she went through with her sister Kathy this year. Kyle told us that the American Heart Association Go Red for Women Red Dress Collection concert on February 1st. I would love to see Teddy come back. Oh, that's sweet. She better say that. We also asked Kyle how she'd feel about old pal Lisa Vanderpump returning for the show. Listen, I am how do you say that word?
Nostalgic.
I am nostalgic, you know, and it's not lost on me that Lisa was great on the show, Kyle admitted. And we had a great relationship while it lasts. But, you know, I think we have a strong cast as it is. So, well, hopefully.
So it sounds like she's not against it 100%, but she's not like dying for it to happen.
Right, right. So if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Are you surprised that she wants Kim on there after what happened with Kathy this year?
It doesn't actually surprise me because I think she would want what's best for Kim. And if it was something that Kim wanted to do, Kim was really great on the show. If it is something that's positive for her and, you know.
She would have two sisters on the show. And then if you've seen Jersey, those family relationships and drama don't go very well. I don't know. I think it would scare me to have family.
Yeah, I would. It would scare me too.
I don't even want friends on the show. I don't. I mean, like my friends I've known for years. I wouldn't want
them
on the
show. It's hard. Yeah. Then the next one is Candace from Real Housewives of Potomac on Robin Dixon's podcast, Admission, defending Erica Jane on why Barbs need to relax. The falsehoods that you've had to combat this season coming from Giselle and Ashley about Chris. I'm assuming that's where you're coming from. Were you fazed by any of these rumors? She says, obviously we talked about it because it happened, because the conversation with the girls happened. I knew that he had messaged Ashley because at the time of the DM debacle, I was in Vegas for the Grammys. I called him when I got settled because of the time difference. And he told me I was at work. I saw Ashley and Robin were at Park. I told them they should come to the W and they should come, that I was at the W and they should come next time. And I said, yeah, you should have them come and give them a table. There are no secrets with my husband and I. We talk about everything there are and no ulterior motives. The drama was because I knew immediately that it was rooted in falsehood. It was rooted in a need for something to talk about because you don't have anything of your own to discuss. And then the next question is, what did you make of Robin and Juan's wedding? Did that come as a surprise to you? And Candace responds, I can answer this question in two ways, the pre-podcast and Patreon bomb drop and post-podcast and Patreon bomb drop. Prior to what we learned, I was happy for them. I always saw Robin as someone who was honest, who was transparent. And what I loved most about her was that she marched to the beat of her own drum and that she did things in her own way and that she and Juan did things in their own way. And I was really happy for them. And then what are your thoughts on Robin and Juan's situation now that Robin has come forward with her side of things? She responds, I'm really disappointed and hurt that we're on a show about sharing our lives. Robin is someone that I thought was honest and open about her life, as she expected and demanded each of us to be honest about our lives. It was hurtful that she chose not to and watched my husband be dragged for lies when she had a story to tell. I looked at her like a sister, a friend, and I thought I knew who she was. This definitely made me question if I knew who she was. In terms of relationship with Ashley, where do you currently stand with her? I don't stand. I'm in a different car on a different highway going in a different direction.
Woo! So
that leads me to believe that it gets bad between Candace and Ashley at the reunion.
Right. And we will have Chris soon.
Oh yeah, Chris will be coming on the podcast. You guys stay tuned.
After the reunion, he will be on. Now, Heather Gay's sister Nancy says she feels used for a storyline veil and hasn't spoke to her since they filmed. Now, the pink pop box, who I love, Whitney fought all season long for a friendship that unfortunately was very one-sided. And when she realized there was no real reason to fight for it anymore, it allowed her to move on. I can't wait to see her next season coming in with a clear vision what's being presented to her. Whitney said exactly this. Whitney Rose, stop waiting for Heather.
But so this is Heather's sister comment.
So Whitney commented exactly this, heart. And then this Nancy Mia, is that what it says? Whitney Wildrose, stop waiting for Heather. Until she has a use for you, she has no use for you. Believe me, I know. I waited 20 plus years for her, only to be used for a storyline in Veil. She hasn't spoken to me since the day we filmed, and I considered it to be the last conversation we will ever have. It was nice to meet you in Veil. Sorry that you finally saw the real Heather. A lot
that makes
out
me
about
feel
Heather.
yucky,
like really. Wow. So this is all from Heather's sister Nancy.
Ugh. Okay. Yikes. Don't do that. Like, don't bring family on the show and then never speak to them again after making it this big reunion.
She already have like a difficult relationship with her sister prior to that, so it makes
Her sister had left the LDS church a long time ago.
Yeah. And even seeing them film, I think, was it last year they filmed together? It felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. But don't do that and then not talk to her again. Ew.
I know. I mean, if that's true. We haven't heard Heather's side.
Okay. So the next one is Tom Girardi, disgraced LA lawyer and Real Housewives spouse, indicted on fraud charges. Tom, the once vaunted Los Angeles trial attorney, has been indicted by several grand juries and two states on fraud charges for allegedly swindling more than $18 million from clients who had endured severe injuries or tragic deaths of loved ones. Prosecutors announced on Wednesday in Chicago, Girardi and his son-in-law, David Lira, and the former chief financial officer of Girardi's law firm, Christopher Cayman were charged with 8 counts of wire fraud and 4 counts of contempt of court. Prosecutors said that the trio had misappropriated more than $3 million in 2020 from settlement funds meant for widows and orphans whose relatives had perished in the Boeing plane crash of the coast of Indonesia. In Los Angeles, Girardi was charged with wire fraud in an indictment that accused him of embezzling more than $15 million from clients in the decade leading up to the collapse of his law firm in 2020.
But now this all, like, does it make you wonder if he really has Alzheimer's? If he knew he was going down and he's been doing this for so long, like, maybe this is part of his deal. Like, oh, I have Alzheimer's. I'm probably going to end up going to jail. This is all going to be uncovered. I'm going to go to a treatment facility.
Well, I mean, they showed him the same day that the paparazzi caught Erica leaving.
Yeah, I think I saw it was that.
The Burbank Mall. There was a picture of Tom in a car. But
there's been no arrests, right? He hasn't.
No, I would assume that this is all going to be. But here is one thing we can't point out, and this isn't me being biased. Okay. There's one person who has not been charged of one thing. You know who that
Erica.
Is?
Erica. Well, you know, now reading this story, I think that it actually puts her in a better light, because obviously this was something that was going on with the office. And she
right.
Yeah, this is like an internal thing. I mean, who would have known? They did catch Erica coming out of the mall or wherever you said she was. So Real Housewives star Erica Jayne said she had something to say after she was seen for the first time following her estranged husband Tom's indictment for stealing $18 million from clients, including the grieving families and victims of the 2018 Lion Air crash. Jayne was seen wearing a light blue Alexander Wang sweatsuit. it's funny how they have to put this in. The Burbank Town Center, carrying a pink box and a water bottle. She wore large black sunglasses as she walked to the photographer on the way to the car. When asked what her reaction to her strange husband's legal trouble, she said, "You know, I have something to say, but not right now. You'll hear from me soon." So it's smart that she didn't say anything.
She didn't pull a
Robin Dixon.
She's not like, go to the page. She didn't come on the Patreon pod and then go, now let's go to the Patreon.
Right. Reality TV show star was also not worried about how she played into the drama. When asked if she was worried about her situation, the blonde replied, no. However, her unfazed behavior shifted shortly as she was prepped with questions, including if she believed Girardi deserved to be charged. That when I would have something to say, I would say it to you. Leave me alone. I'm assuming
leave me alone was an ad lib from Tam.
I know.
But that's essentially what she's saying. I'm already commented on this. The next thing is Mary returning to Salt Lake in a friend role amid cast shakeup. Get ready to be read like a scripture, little girls. Mary M. Cosby will be returning to The Real Housewives as a friend of, reveals sources confirmed to Page Six on Wednesday. I don't even think we need to go on.
I'm excited if this is true. We don't know if it is true. We don't have any Bravo confirmation on this.
I'm less excited. I know you love Mary. I particularly don't. I don't believe that she's necessarily friends with the other women. I understand that she had some iconic things that she said.
I think she's quirky.
I think she's quirky too.
I think a friend role would be good. Or just pop in once in a while, Mary. Just pop in once in a while. I don't think she needs a full-time role.
Well, I don't know. I just need some lightness. Situation of not believing.
Yeah.
You used to look at her and saw lightness. She was miserable all the time.
She was quirky and funny. I think they need something like that. Or they need to get some good girls.
How about some people that are actually friends?
Yeah, that would be a plus, right?
I mean, that actually would spend time. That maybe even live in Utah.
Yeah, that actually live in Utah, not just come in to film the show. Now, the season 5 Miami reunion looks were out, and we need to talk about this.
Okay, so we've got Adriana. She is wearing something. There's like a little bit of fur with the metallic shawl, dress.
Long, slid up to her thigh.
Okay, who's your favorite? Let's just start with that. My favorites are Gertie and Larsa.
Okay, so I like Gertie. I like Gertie. I like Nicole's dress. It's just weird that everybody's in long dresses and Nicole's in short. I don't like that, but that's a beautiful dress, expensive dress. I like Larsa. I would say that Marisol, it's very fitting for Marisol. I personally wouldn't wear that. It's too covered up for me. I don't care for Lisa's dress. I'm not a big fan of that mermaid where it's tight all the way to the bottom and then it goes out.
Yeah, I think it's a little, yeah, I don't love it. I don't particularly love the I Dream of Jeannie look either.
I don't like, oh my God, did you see them standing in a row and how much taller?
Taller? I know, I'm wondering what I the had hell no shoes idea. She had on. Well, she was a model, so she's got a...
But she was standing next to Gertie, who looks tall. Maybe she's not, I don't know. And she was towering over her.
Gertie looks hot. I want to know how that dress felt to sit on all day long, though.
Oh, I couldn't. It caught it. It was heavy, too, I read.
Yeah.
She has, like, skin-colored stuff coloring her boobies, covering her boobies in her private parts. And the dress, I mean, it's pretty hot.
Alexia's is up. It's fine to me. It's not, it's neither here nor there. I love Kiki's dress.
But why is it burgundy or wine color when everybody else is in like,
well, Nicole's has a burgundy in it.
Nicole.
See?
Tiny bit, but.
I know. So maybe it was,
I mean, if
metallics if, and jewel tones and she's the only one that chose a jewel.
Yeah.
She looks hot.
Yeah. They all look good.
Yeah, there's brought it. I could have done without Adriana wearing the fur thing on top of that.
I wonder
or feathers if she, or whatever.
I wonder if she wore it the entire time.
I hope she did not.
She looks good though.
I mean, she looks stunning, but I don't really get why that's there.
Yeah, the Dream of Jeannie is probably my least favorite.
But I am impressed that she brought it. You could tell, regardless if it's not my personal taste.
Yeah.
She did make an effort like to come big, and I do appreciate that. So all good.
All good.
Now we get to Potomac. Take a little break and we'll come back and talk about the season finale of Potomac.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
So we are back. I was hoping for a very exciting finale of
Explosive
Potomac.
Something. We did get to see the wedding. It was beautiful.
But that's at the end. We have a lot of things to get to.
That's all I can remember.
Well, okay. Ashley bought a home in Arlington under her joint LLC with Michael. She feels financially it is a better decision for her. She and Michael have not talked about how they will pay for the $13,000 a month mortgage.
I suspect she's doing that because $13,000 for a single mom is a lot of money to pay for a mortgage, and he's going to help. And he said, the only way I'm going to help is if I'm part owner.
I mean, now it's starting to make sense why she's doing all these TikToks. Does she own like stock in TikTok? And this is how she's going to pay it, this $13,000 a month.
What scares me is I think a lot of housewives that don't have businesses on the side, and they're, especially if they're not married, this is not a career. This is a job, and you have a contract from year to year. If you don't get picked up, do you really want to pack everything up and move because you can't afford that house?
Well, so I think that's why she did it with him.
But I would have rather, she bought that big, I'm assuming it's a big house, $13,000 a month, because she, for the show, she doesn't want to be seen in an affordable townhome.
I think she also did it because I think she's made it pretty clear that I think she would hope that at some point there will be some sort of reconciliation between her and Michael.
I hope not.
And he's probably doing it because it is cheaper for him to pay that $13,000 a month than it would be if they went to a brutal legal battle.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's then he's always in charge. And at what point is she going to get over that? I think that Ashley has a long career in television, regardless if it's Housewives or not. I think she's good TV. She could go. There's a million.
Where's she going to go? Do you mean actress? What's she going to do?
Well, Candace is an actress
Ultimate
right now.
Girls Trip?
Well, she could go
a little spin off on Peacock. What, you tell me, Eddie and I had this conversation and I get heated about it because he's like, oh, you can go and do this. I go, what housewife have you seen leave the franchise and successfully do something on TV?
You mean a show outside of?
Yeah, like have a career. Which one has become a talk show host? Which one has become a movie star? Tell me.
Well,
they've tried.
I think that's why you know, hence why we do this podcast.
Yeah.
Because you figure out ways to make money.
Why I have a CBD line. Why, you know.
But I mean, I already had All In prior to being a housewife. Housewives obviously made that business more lucrative.
I had my real estate license. Well, still have my real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's multiple things that you have to put in place. And then, you know, especially in the world of like where some housewives or ex-housewives do ads or do these things, like you have to have a voice. Yeah. So as long as whatever it is, like I will continue to make money through Instagram, through other things like that, because I will talk about things. But if you're not somebody that's doing that, it's going to stop when housewives stop. That's why you'll just never hear from a housewife again after they got fired or left or whatever it may be, because they haven't created whatever.
Smart about it. I feel like we should start our own business, like consulting housewives.
Consulting fired housewives?
What should we call it? Before they get fired, to let them know what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Because we're pros.
We're pros. We know exactly what to do to piss somebody off.
You get involved in social media and sponsored ads and all the things. And I mean, I've done all the things.
But also, biggest thing, just be vulnerable, be yourself. And then people are going to see, you know, I do like that about Ashley, even though I know that she shit stirs. Like she is, you could tell she brings Dean to have
the mom and son.
And you can tell she waited till that actual moment to tell Dean, and Dean crying, like,
I know.
It was so sad, but also
I mean, every mom can relate to that, like taking your kid out, especially on camera. Like even when I had my kids on the show, like they would act out sometimes because they were little, and to see him like crying and not having it and probably annoyed, it's probably his freaking had to sit and wait to get and into that restaurant.
And you could tell she didn't want to have to give him the phone, but she did give him the phone because the only option was screaming.
But he got the biggest smile on his face when she told him about the house.
He did. He was excited, but he was crying and excited. Like, it was sad for me. And then also I kind of wonder how Michael Darby is dealing with this situation. Like, is he wanting to say that they have a joint LLC? Like, is he wanting her to share all
people
these things?
To know that, yeah.
I'm curious. But then
you don't really hear anything about him in the press anymore. He kind of went away.
Not on the show.
But still, some exes like to talk in the press, like mine.
I think he probably realized that nothing good will come from him ever sharing anything because people don't necessarily love him so much. Then we get to Mia's doctor tells her that she should get a chest x-ray to make sure the lymph nodes around the lungs are not inflamed because she had a lymph node enlargement. The doctor ruled out lymphoma and leukemia, but her results show
she has a rash.
Yeah. Long story short.
Yeah.
And then Giselle also talks about her health status and tells her daughters that she has to have surgery on her lady parts since she has a fibroid that doubled in size. This conversation right here gives me so much anxiety about having to talk to Slate or Dove or anyone about your reproductive system. Because
well, they do learn about it in school. I mean, a little bit, you would think.
No, Slate said they talk about it a little bit, but because it's in a class with boys and girls.
Yes.
That they all just like laugh the whole time and it's impossible to learn anything because they're also embarrassed that they're having this conversation. Like a girl's not going to raise their hand.
So all my kids have gone through that health class and it's pretty detailed. They actually will send you a video of it prior if you don't want to put your kid in or you're just curious. But I just remember, you know, it was like they dreaded it. They didn't want to go. And Spencer's like, did you know that a woman's uterus sheds? He came back and told me things. And then Sophia's like, do not talk to me. I do not want to talk about wet dreams. I do not want to talk about.
I mean, all I know is that Dove, if she ever comes in when Cruz is changing, she calls his area his penis.
How cute. His penis.
Cruz penis.
Oh, gross.
But I have a question. With your kids growing up, did you give the private parts a different name? Or did you just say, like, this is a vagina, this is your penis, this is...
No, it was just penis and vagina.
Yeah. I do dinger, too, but he knows it's a penis, but I also say dinger.
I mean, we had our slang words, too.
All right, so... Then we get into at Candace's party, Karen tells Charisse that she is not speaking to her and doesn't know why she's breathing in her airspace. Mia asks Karen if she knows the owner of a restaurant in town and says someone said Karen was dating his best friend, went to Vegas and had sex in the bathroom. Mia says she's accusing Charisse of making it up, but she has heard this as well. Karen says if it were true, she would admit it and leaves the party with Ray.
What? Oh my God. Now, first of all, this Karen, according to the cast, gets more D than anybody.
Well, this is also, Mia is terrible at retelling a story.
Well, it's terrible, period.
But like, anytime she tells a story, like half of it is completely incorrect. And I'm curious if she does that to try to stir more shit or she has like a memory issue.
Well, probably a memory issue because it is hard when you're talking about all this stuff and then a few days later, then you have to repeat it to somebody and, you know. It's a game of telephone.
But you still know like a general idea. But do you agree that with Mia that she wasn't calling Karen a prostitute by asking the women? So are you saying she's a prostitute?
Well, she didn't.
Or do you think that Mia knew what she was doing by putting that word out there?
Well, I think you know what you're doing. So you're saying she's a prostitute. She's just adding a little spice onto what is being talked about.
She was hoping somebody would say yes. Say yes. She'd be like, so-and-so said yes.
Yeah. I mean, she was setting somebody up for sure. But this show, I'm not happy with this entire season. It's all about going after relationships.
It's all about allegations that no one can prove.
Right.
Other than, I mean, I guess the Juan stuff. But that didn't happen on this season. But what are your thoughts on how Ray shows zero interest in anything the women are saying about Karen and the rumors? That means one of two things. One, he knows they have an arrangement. And
or he doesn't care. Or he just doesn't care.
Give any Fs. And they probably don't have the F show anymore anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I think both. Maybe he doesn't. Obviously, he doesn't give a shit. Like, he's just like, whatever, do your thing. I don't need to hear it. Walked yeah. away. Do they have an arrangement? Who knows? Only they know.
But here's the thing.
If they did, I wish Karen would say it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just say it. This is the part that does drive me crazy about it. It's just give us the information of what we're working with so it doesn't seem like, obviously, this pissed you off if you're leaving.
Right. Would you be happier if he did talk about it or did get involved in the conversation?
I think Ray having any kind of emotion at any point would be nice. Like, good or bad. I mean, Karen has a big personality, but what I'm seeing is that she runs away. She's happy to throw it in everybody. She's happy to light anybody else's fire or be mad at anybody for not having her back. But I want to know, truthfully, the grand dame, when those cameras go down, do you have any relationship with anybody on that cast, or is this solely a self-promotion project for you?
Well, who knows? But Teddy, if I'm in my 70s and I'm still on Housewives and I'm getting involved.
Do we know for sure she's in her 70s?
I'm talking about Ray.
Oh.
Talking about Ray. No, she had a birthday. She was 60, I think. But if I'm in my late 70s and I'm still on this show and I'm engaging in this drama, just put me out of my misery. Because I got to believe, like, Ray at his age, he's like, oh, Jesus. You probably can't even follow along.
Do you think it would be okay if he did interject, or then we'd be mad at him for interjecting because it's not a husband's place on the show? Like, we're such hypocrites.
We're never happy. I think it's best what he did. Just walk away. Walk away.
But I don't like when housewives leave an event. Like, whether I did it or not.
Yeah, but I don't put it on him. I kind of put it on her. I don't know. Maybe he knows. Maybe, like, the rumors are true and they just don't want to talk about it on TV.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you see a clip for the reunion coming up. And I think he's point blank asked about the blue-eyed rumors. And he says, we don't need to talk about this. Or something
but
like
that. Could,
I'm paraphrasing.
They could, yeah, I mean, that's essentially what he said, but that could have been from something else. We don't know. Because
I know. But it leads you to believe, like, he doesn't want to go there.
Which could lead me to believe that they do have some sort of agreement, but they don't want to openly talk about it. Which, then, here we are, if we're with a cast full of people that won't actually be open about what it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
And what are we watching? And that's
right. I would like to see Karen come back and say she does have an open relationship and see some of the guys she's banging. I want to see blue eyes.
I want to see blue eyes. You know what else I want to see? I want to see who is in the bathroom.
Vegas? Well, and first thing I thought, okay, Karen's in the bathroom banging a guy in Vegas. Isn't she at an age where she can get a hotel room?
I mean, I don't know if it's about the age, but like, what, maybe it was for the thrill. Like, people like to bone in bathrooms.
Okay. I boned in a bathroom once.
Me too.
In Panama.
Mine was on Sunset Boulevard.
With a bouncer.
No, mine was with Edwin.
Mine was Daddy.
Ashley confronts Chris about his tweets about her and Chris and says he was mad. And if you lie on him, he will do something about it. Ashley says his actions were questionable and Chris walks away angry. Is Chris's situation as a house husband a lose-lose here? Like, Ashley was told he didn't want to talk with her at Candace's event. So is his reaction justified, cursing or not?
I think Chris is just over this shit, period.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I think he clearly didn't want to talk about it. And then Ashley kept pushing him. And, you know, he is... We see him on Twitter. We see him. No, he speaks his mind.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, the good thing is we are about to have Chris on. And so we will ask him all of these questions because I want to know his reaction, if he has any regrets and kind of where he stands with everybody post reunion.
Yeah. I do like that he walks away. You said you don't like when people walk out, but
well,
I like
husband,
when he walked away.
I'm fine with the husband, but I'm not fine with Karen. Karen, stay there. Deal with it.
Yeah, especially for the season finale. I didn't even think about that, but season finale, you're walking out of the season finale. That is not good.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't add another. I mean, they even had to throw in the wedding last minute, which you can tell was recently filmed.
It was not a strong season finale.
No. Especially because this is a very strong cast. They should have been able to do something else if they would just maybe share more of their own personal stories.
Right.
Like, I want to know, what is it that happened truly with Mia? Like, why is her business up in shambles? Why did this happen? Why does she have to move out? What's the backstory with Jacqueline?
I guess we're going to have to wait until they didn't talk about any of that stuff.
Or what's going on with Robin and Juan? But here's the thing. Robin and Juan were planning to get married in Jamaica, but thought it didn't feel right. They ended up getting married in Maryland with her kids and parents. However, 5 months after the wedding, Robin admitted that Juan had been inappropriately communicating with another woman prior to the wedding. They claimed to have worked through the issue. Okay. So,
oh my God,
let's dig further into that when we get into talking about Watch What Happens Live, but that's the episode. And then here's the end cards. Let's do some dramatic readings.
Well, can I put something back into the party? Mm-hmm. Mia and Ashley say nice things about Candace and her music video, and they are in their interviews, and then they have Giselle. I don't remember it. Wish her music career all the best. It's like, why can't she just be nice?
I think because she's always looking for a laugh. I think she's always.
But it's not funny.
I know, but I think this is what happens when you've been doing them too long, been doing the show for a long time. You think that if you're shady at every single thing, that then it's going to be, you know, you're going to get that laugh. You're going to be the one that's always.
Well, I hope next season we'll see a Giselle that, you know, is a little bit more supportive of her cast members. I understand it's to be shady. And even if she didn't like it, the look on her face and the way she said it was just so nasty. It's like, just say, oh, wish her all the best. But yeah, you know,
like, or
I don't remember it.
Yeah. It's like I mean, now it's stuck in my head right now, just because we just talked about it for 2 seconds. I would sing a little tune for you guys, but I know that you guys want that.
We always
would you like that. To, what end card would you like to start with?
Okay. Ashley and her kids moved into their new home in October. She briefly dated Winterhouse Luke, but they have since called it quits.
Candace has taken a Deep Space Deluxe on a 5-city tour. She's able to see more of Chris these days. He's no longer working at the hotel.
Karen expanded her evening with the Grand Dame tour to 5 major cities. Her number one fan and loyal
La Dame!
Her number one fan and loyal La Dom is still her husband, Ray.
You can tell she went on a 5-major city.
Okay, whatever.
Giselle had her hysterectomy after wrapping filming and has made a full recovery. She's still entertaining many suitors, one of which is a younger Bravo celebrity. It's Winterhouse's Jason Cameron.
I'm going to have to Google him now because I'm going to watch that show.
I need to look him up too.
Okay, this one to me was a little bit shocking. Wendy is prioritizing her health and has turned to kickboxing as a way to decompress. She is now drinking a gallon of water a day.
That they're making a kidney stones joke, and it's like, I don't.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, oh, you're right. Because I'm like, really? That's the most interesting thing that you can write about her?
Her kidney stone.
I'm like, I'm scared for you next year, Wendy. That's it.
Yeah, this is good. Mia's health remains stable, unlike her finances. She and Gordon lost control of several of their franchises and moved out of their Potomac house.
Well, that's sad. Robin never got around to the prenup, but she and Juan did get around to something else.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Mother's Day is coming and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Okay, so really quick, why we're on the topic of prenup. They ask on Watch What Happens Live last night about the infidelity clause. And I was curious because in California, there's no such thing. You cannot put an infidelity clause into a prenup. It doesn't exist.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it would not be held up in court. I mean, you could put whatever you want in there, but it would not be held up in court. You know, yeah. It's an equal fault state or whatever it is. So yeah, I looked up Maryland's and it says to obtain an absolute divorce, a spouse must first prove that at least one ground for absolute divorce exists. You may indicate that more than one ground exists. There are 7 grounds for absolute divorce in Maryland. Some of the grounds require that you wait 1 year before you file for divorce. Others do not require any waiting period. Adultery is voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and a person other than the offender's spouse. It is a fault ground for divorce, and there's no waiting period for getting a divorce. If a party pleads and proves adultery, the divorce will be granted immediately. So reading that, you don't need a prenup if this is already the rules in Maryland. But then it says to prove adultery, one need not show actual intercourse, evidence that the offending spouse had the disposition and opportunity for extramarital intercourse will suffice. Did you see the picture of the girl? Here's your attention, random girl. Here it is.
And there's an actual picture. And by the way, that being all said, you also have to prove adultery. And how are you going to prove that? You could just say my husband committed adultery. You have to prove something.
No, they're saying that just that you can kind of go through and just say that it happened.
Oh, you could just make it up. Bullshit. I'm not buying that.
Well, that's
from it. So fan thoughts, whole season was a hot mess of lies and untruths. And it was, and I didn't enjoy it.
These women like to destroy marriages. Monique was right. And this is a point. If we got to see more of these women's lives, then they wouldn't have to attack their marriages. But this is one of the only franchises that primarily 90% of the focus is the marriages. Yeah. Is the extramarital affairs, is the cheating.
I don't find it entertaining. I really don't. Robin makes herself look more and more dumb each season. Well, that one was not very nice.
Okay, then is Wendy getting fired considering her update was about drinking water?
When I saw that, I thought the same thing. And this one says, Giselle is so messy. I live for it. So I have the opposite. I want to see a little softer side of Giselle. Next time I love seeing her with her girls, but I don't know.
Well, the next thing that I really want to chat about is
Watch What Happens Live
to me was better than the season finale.
Oh, 1,000%. And I'll tell you, Andy, he was not easy on Robin at all.
He did show, like after she answered all of his questions, even if they were kind of long, convoluted
yeah.
responses, he did look at her and say thank you.
Well, yeah, because he knew he was being hard on her, which he should have been hard on her.
I mean, it's such a thin line. I mean, I just don't necessarily, I don't know. Robin says she only brought up the story on her podcast because the female came out with hers the previous week. But she didn't really have an answer for why she put it on Patreon. But then Ebony made a joke, and it's true. Ebony's like, what? I would do the same thing. I'd want to make the money for it.
Well, you think the network wants to hear that? You're hired, and I got to believe her salary is pretty high. She's been on the show for a long time. So now you're going to withhold information, important information, after you've gone after, you and your sidekick went after Chris, all that. And then you're going to put it on a Patreon. I didn't even know they had Patreon. I have never heard them talk about having a Patreon. I set up this Patreon just to make money off of this, because that makes it worse. That makes it even worse. Like,
well,
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm so lucky. So I see it. I'm so lucky. I got through the whole season without talking about it. I'm going to film the reunion. Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to expose it on Patreon and hope that I get paid for it. Where she made a mistake was she should have held out. She should have held out until after the reunion, maybe even a month, whatever. And if she wanted to expose it then go ahead. Her excuse that the girl was coming out on TikTok. I mean, I'm on social media. I follow all the Bravo bloggers and all that. I didn't.
Oh, by the way, the Patreon already existed. So they've been doing the Patreon thing for a while. So that is at least better. Okay. She didn't create the Patreon solely for this. This is obviously something they've been doing for a while to make additional money, which great. Get your money however you can.
Right.
But I personally think in this situation, if you are, it's one thing. You make two choices. Either I'm not going to talk about this situation at all. I'm not giving any light to it. I'm not giving any light to this person. Or I will wait and share it on the show that I'm being paid to be on.
Right. I think she should have been smarter about it and not addressed it. And that would give them every more reason to hire her back next year.
I agree. But here's the issue I have even with the story. So the alleged picture of the girl, this is her. I showed you guys that earlier. Yeah. We don't know for sure if that's her. Allegedly, that's her. But this is my first thing that comes to mind. This girl supposedly is dating a Ravens player and lost her wallet. And that's why Juan came to the hotel. Like, why did he physically go to the hotel and not just call and give his card number? Like, or have you heard of booking.com or helphotels.com? Like, this is insane. If you really wanted to pay for a stranger's thing. But if she is in town to visit this Ravens player, why isn't he paying for it?
By the way, when you book a hotel, you give them your credit card. So they had her credit card.
I guess I didn't really think of that. But every time I go to a hotel, they make me show my license and my credit card.
Yeah.
So, but was this always her plan? Did he really not have any idea prior?
It's nonsense. There's a lot of ways that girl could have gotten to a hotel room. Obviously, she gave her credit card. She could say she lost her wallet. They would have let her in, I'm sure. Then she would have to go into her room and call the, like, why aren't you calling the bank? Why aren't you calling your credit? Like, you're going to,
instead you're sliding into DMs
of men trying to get people met. I mean, first of all, it doesn't make her sound that great either, but who knows? I'm not buying it.
But then Robin says,
and if Eddie came home and told me that,
yeah,
I'd be like, some girl you don't even know, you're communicating on, first of all, you're communicating with somebody you don't even know on Instagram. That's a big no. And then from there, you're going to go ahead and go to her rescue.
And then Robin says this is the only time Juan saw this girl in person. And it was because he was bored during COVID. And that's why they started interacting with her. You know, here's the thing. I think that Juan has, they obviously have a very long relationship of some things that have affected negatively in their life, and they love each other and they want to work through it. And you know what? A lot of marriages have that. This does not be shocking to me, but the shocking part to me is that she's believing him. It's one thing to say, I don't believe him.
That's what her public appearance is doing. I don't know that she really believes him, because why did she wait so long to get married? Was she still trying to work through it?
Probably. And also, but then why wouldn't she have him do a prenup? I think she's the one, I mean, allegedly the one with all the money.
Money.
I don't know.
But just that he was bored during COVID. obviously a PR person did not come up with these statements for her.
Yeah. And then Andy asked why she says she wasn't open about it on the show. And Robin says it wasn't an issue when she was filming. She only brought it up on the podcast because the woman telling lies. And then Andy asked why Robin didn't put the infidelity clause in the prenup. And she says down the line, what would happen if she stepped out?
If she stepped out?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to twist things.
Yeah. And then Andy asks if Robin thinks there's a double standard in what Giselle will bring up and other people's indiscretions, but didn't bring up Robin's. Robin says she and Giselle are really, really good friends. So why would she bring it up? She would expect Candace to do that for Wendy. The women Robin is speaking about is different than the one Karen brought up in the show. Also, is there any truth to the one that Karen brought up on the show?
Now it sounds all suspicious. And now it makes you wonder after his reaction of getting so mad that, geez, is it true?
Because she didn't really address that at all on Watch What Happens Live. She just said, you know, obviously this girl's different than the blonde that's all the way at the other end of Canada.
I'm scared for her.
I'm scared. I mean, I feel sad that this is all exposed for her kids to see after just seeing this. Like, the wedding was lovely and they looked
happy. It was beautiful. And her parents were there.
Yeah. And it really did look beautiful. And I hope that they are happy. And maybe it is something they can just live with. But
do you think that this is the reason why she didn't want people at her wedding? Because she was afraid that they knew this information or the information would get out and then she'd be humiliated? Or she'd feel like they were judging her?
No, I think it was probably financial reasons. I think that they didn't want to have to spend a ton of money. I'm assuming whoever did the wedding probably did the flowers or whatever. You know, like, I don't think that, but I also think that probably a mass majority of her issues and good and bad with Juan is not talked about on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, remember how angry he was? Oh, you didn't watch, but he was like angry the season before. Like, it's just something is askew, and hopefully he's found whatever's making him happy and he's going to treat her well, because I do think that Robin loves him. And
for sure.
You know, I hope
he's
that
the
it's
father
okay.
of her kids. And yeah. Who I felt bad for was Ebony. She was there to promote her book. And although she had some great advice, because she is an attorney, but I felt like it was 20 minutes. It wasn't, but it felt like 20 minutes of just focusing on Robin, and she was just sitting there.
Because Robin could have, I mean, granted, I know that we both can go on a rampage or whatever, but like, Robin maybe should have figured out a way to say that in less words. Like, it was so right. long.
Well, the problem was, is Andy wasn't having it. He wasn't, you know, necessarily agreeing with her answers, so he kept pushing.
But he also didn't seem like, you know, sometimes when he really can't stand a housewife, you can see it in his face. Yes, he seemed annoyed that the circumstance happened, but you could still feel like his empathy
the
towards
love.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that
for
he
sure.
like I think he didn't fully let her have it as much as I think he could. I think he held her feet to the fire, but I think it's not like a situation that can't be fixed.
Fan thoughts. People have some good thoughts, actually. I think Andy is going to put Robin on pause.
Robin is lying. Andy was obviously pissed at Robin.
Not cool. Charging people for a story that should have been played on the show. Now, I do worry that this is going to either get her fired or demoted. And I'm not going to say that I disagree. I think she's a good cast member, but when you do something like this, there has to be consequences.
But I think also what could potentially happen, which is not good as going forward as a housewife either, is I have a feeling Juan will completely pull away from filming.
Maybe.
And if he completely removes himself from the situation, this is the story we want to hear now at this point. We want to hear what you did to get yourself to a point where you're no longer DMing random women, whether you had an affair with her or not. Like, that is not okay behavior.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. She's in a tough situation, but she's been on the show long enough that she had to know I mean, as far as her future on the show, she had to know what she was doing when she did it. And Giselle, too. Giselle, too.
And, you know, don't throw stones at glass houses. Like, you've got your own. Don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. Like, it's
funny. I speak blonde, so I totally got what you're saying.
I know. You know, I speak blonde. I speak my dark roots that I've now slicked back.
Are you going blonde? You're going to go dark?
Are
you growing it out?
I'm growing it out. So that's why it's in this bun every day of its life until it gets to an appropriate length.
Now, will your hair still stay? Because your hair is pretty thick. You don't have extensions. Will it stay nice and mine won't?
It's unclear. The older I get, the worse off it gets. But this is not an ad, but Nutrafol really does help.
Wait, what's that?
Nutrafol? You haven't had it? It's the hair vitamins. And it really does. I stopped taking it for a while just because I was like, my short hair. But now that I don't want my short hair anymore, I'm back on.
Well, I had all my extensions removed before I went to New York, and I am left with cotton candy hair. I'm like,
extensions in right now?
No, I do. Of course I do. No, it's like, and it's so weird because I took them out. Eddie was laying on bed watching TV and I walked in. I'm like, look, this is my natural hair. He goes, looks the same.
Men never notice that.
It does not. My ponytail was like a centimeter. I'm like, it's so thin. I go, I'm going to have to pull a Teddy eventually and just chop it to my shoulders and just let it grow.
But you had short hair before me. And then you only lasted like 2 weeks with it. You were like, I had
extensions in there. And the
sides. When I was short?
My hair is thin on the sides and it breaks off really easily. And with having extensions for so many years, I'm going to be bald one day.
We'll start taking Nutrafol. And Nutrafol. I am really excited for our next recap episode because we get to recap Jersey.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And then we have
Miami.
Margaret on. It's going to be a great interview because I just had dinner with her.
I thought you were going to say it's going to be a great interview because Teddy's not going to be there.
No, I wish you were there.
I know, but sometimes I have to just not be able. I'm not available. I'm too booked up.
So busy.
I'm so busy.
Where are you going?
It's because I'm riding horses again and it's World Hunter Week and I'm doing the International Derby.
You're back into it.
I'm back into it.
Full time.
Not full time, but I want to like Slate and I want to qualify for nationals and all that kind of stuff.
But that means you got to practice a lot.
Now I'm going to sound like an asshole. I mean, I can't really practice a bunch because it's Slate's horse and I can't overdo it, but I naturally have a pretty good feel.
Oh, because you've been doing it for so long.
I've been doing, it's like, for me, it's like riding a bike. For me, like my body gets sore now because but I did it for a living for so long.
It's like me lifting weights. Like people,
it just comes right back.
I'm like, I've been doing it for so many years. In fact, I went back to the gym today and Eddie has started training me. I even did a little ab work. I did some planking just to engage my abs. So I'm almost 6 weeks out.
We need a belly button pick update. Where's that?
I have my plug in right now.
Please show me.
It's underneath the compression garment.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Still wearing the compression for a couple more weeks.
Okay.
But it felt so good to lift weights.
Well, guys, make sure that you tune in to Jersey and Miami so you can listen along and laugh with us for the next pod. And Tamara will also be with Margaret. And then right after the reunion, we have Chris coming on. So lots of good stuff coming your way. Lots of
good stuff coming. Yep. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.